I tell you, where the country's going, I think pretty soon there's gonna be a black president. And those crowds stop laughing. I think pretty soon there's gonna be a black president. And I could imagine him on the Nago speech. Yeah, Nago. When the revolution comes, we're taking our words with us. Yeah. Nago theme be playing. Theme from Shaft. Droom, 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 ah. Droom, 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 ah. Prez pulls up. El Dorado, white bucket seats, bubble top. Prez gets out. Chauffeur gets out. Prez tilts his beaver skin hat to the side. Braids flowing down his shoulders. Looks out the crowd and say, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I am very happy to be elected president of this great United States, but moreover, I'm even happier to be elected the first black president of this great United States. Right now, I'd like to give you the State of the Union message, but first, the number for today, 756. You got it? You the vice president. Follow me. Now, I can't believe this. Look at this. An attractive young lady in my crowd smoking these cigarettes. My goodness, my dear, it's got a thing right here on the side. Big bold print, too. Says warning. Warning, right there, that tips me off. Warning, the Surgeon General, a very heavy man, went to college. The Surgeon General has determined that tobacco smokers have a better chance of getting flus and viruses than non-tobacco smokers. Has nothing to do with tobacco. It's because we force them to stand outside in the cold and smoke those cigarettes all the time. That's it. And I'm glad to see we got this kind of crowd out here tonight. Everybody all mixed in here together. I love to see it, doggone it. Because, see, I like to see that we got white people out here tonight. I'm happy to see that. No, I was a little nervous because a lot of times when you have a black headliner, a lot of times white people get a little nervous. They say, there's going to be a black headliner. Sometimes people think, they think there's going to be a black headliner. So there's going to be black people there. It may be dangerous. We better not go. But I'm glad y'all came out because, see, I'm here to help the white people out. No, because the white people have needed help over the years and y'all been unable to get it. I am here to bring you guys some help in your problems. And the problems are with the white people have been unable in the last 100 years to participate in many governmental programs. And I can tell you why. Because white people are the only group in America that have not gone through a name change in the last 100 years. Every group in this country has gone through a name change. Native Americans used to be Indians. Asian Americans used to be Chinese, Japanese. Hispanic Americans used to be Spanish. African Americans used to be, well, we don't know what you all call us. We don't even want to go there. But white people 100 years ago were white. 50 years ago, white people were whitey. Today, white people remain whitey. So you guys need a makeover, is what you need. So from here on out, white people will be known as pigmently challenged. Where y'all can share in some SBA loans, get some government grants. We want the white people. We got to help the white people out. And see, there's a lot of times white people don't even know they're in a black neighborhood. Let me help the white people out again. White people, you can always always tell if you're in a black neighborhood if you get to Martin Luther King Drive. And white people get mad. They go, how we get to Martin Luther King Drive? We made a right on Pat Boone Way. That's right off of Barry Manilow Lane. How'd that happen? My goodness, got to get somewhere. So see, I grew up black. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Some people think I just made a change for show business.